Hey there. We wear a white spacesuit because it rejects heat, and it is made of 7 layers. The outer layer is Teflon-coated nylon, which is white. It protects us from micrometeoroids, keeps our pressure in, and keeps us nice and cool. Over. Ready for your next question. Over. W4GSO, how do you read? W4GSO, this is ISS on the backup. W4GSO, how do you read on channel 6? Charlie 6. W4GSO, how do you read on the backup channel? I read you loud and clear, Halmy. And W4GSO, how do you read? I read you loud and clear. W4GSO on the backup channel. I am ready to answer, over. We have lots of medicines on board the station, lots of things in the hospital to take care of a sick person, lots of experts on the ground we can talk to, but it's got more. We also have an ambulance. It's our Soyuz spaceship that I'll use to come home, but we'd come home early if we had to for a medical emergency. Over. You're right. Our day is only 90 minutes, so we get to make up what time we wake up and go to bed. We coordinate with all of our control centers around the world, and we have decided to follow London time, that's GMT, so that we're all on the same clock. Over. There could be in an asteroid or on another planet, but inside the space station we are doing experiments, making use of the zero gravity to make very pure crystals, and we can make vaccines and medicines, some of which have already been shown can cure diseases on Earth. Over. There was not a particular class, it was the library that I found where I could read about astronauts and spaceflight that got me excited. And then I made use of every class I took and did as well as I could so I could become an astronaut someday. Over. There are a lot of sacrifices, mostly being away from your friends and family. But it's all very worth it. There are no regrets and no worries. It's all worth being up here. It's very fun and exciting. Over. It's hard to say, we see so many incredible things, even seeing water on the inside of the space station. It forms little balls, little spheres, and floats around. But outside, the Earth is always incredible. One time we saw an electric storm that lasted, it was about 1,500 miles long, and we saw lightning flashes the whole time, and it just took our breath away. Over. That is a very profound question, Katie. Mostly it means I can look back on the Earth and see how fragile human life is because our atmosphere is very thin. It doesn't seem to be a lot of space for humans to live. You seem very tiny. But also I realize how important it is to be around other humans. We are really made to be with others like us. I think they were all very excited about me going into space. Some were probably worried, but mostly they were very excited for me. Over. There are very many experiments running up here, 130 going on just while we are here, and I think that most of them have implications for society as we discover how the universe was made and how the universe works. But we're also finding out many things that benefit life for humans on Earth. Over. Well, we won't know for sure unless we go and look for it. I believe that there could be. It certainly seems with all the planets we're discovering around almost every star that we look at that some of those planets can have life on them. So I believe that there could be, and I'm hoping we'll discover someday life on another planet. I think it'd be one of the most exciting discoveries in human history. Over. The biggest dangers are if we have a fire, or if we lose our pressure in the space station, or if something is released in the atmosphere. We cannot open a window or go out the door to get away from something bad on the inside. So we have lots of drills. That's the thing we train the most on. And if it gets really bad, we can always get in our Soyuz and come home. Over. This is my second space flight. The first space flight I was on the shuttle, I did have zero gravity dreams that I was flying. But not this time. But the sleep is very restful. We just float. We don't lie in a bed. So I sleep longer, more deeply.